This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In just over an hour and a half, we will get the government's jobs report for November. It'll come with something called the annual benchmark revisions that the Labor Department makes to non-farm payroll numbers, which this year are a doozy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Every month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates how many jobs the economy added or subtracted based on a representative sample of 689,000 employer worksites. But there are around 9 million actual employer establishments nationwide. So BLS checks its estimates against tax records covering nearly all those employers. In its preliminary report this year, 500,000 fewer jobs turned up, says BLS economist John Stewart.
You know, by comparison, since 1979, a downward revision of 501,000 would be the third largest that we've seen.
It's a sign the labor market's weaker than we thought, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson.
It's possible that when you see a particularly large negative number, it signals that the economy is at a turning point.
There were big downward revisions in 1981, 1991, and 2009, all coinciding with recessions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.